Bebrisiche. On the right bank of the river Aragui, to the north of Mtsheta, on a clifftop rises Bebrisiche Fortress, built in the Middle Ages, which Vahushti Bagrationi called Beltisiche. The total area of the fortress is 1,500 square meters. The exact time of building of the fortress is not known, but archaeological layers of the feudal period have been found in the area. The fortress of Bebrisiche is an important fortification construction. Once, it was a gate of Mtsheta from the side of Aragvi Gorge, and thus it protected the city. The fortress is built of stones of the same size. It consists of a citadel and a lower courtyard. The citadel has a form of a triangle. There were towers in all three corners. Three stories remained of the largest southwest tower. One interesting detail is preserved in the towers. The towers have peculiar openings for shooting, presumably with arrows. One fact indicates that the tower was important in the Middle Ages. Supposedly, it served as a castle. Bebrisiche is first mentioned in Georgian historical sources of the time of Lasha George, which say that the son of David Aghmashenebeli, King Demetri I, died in Beltisiche, from where he was carried to the Gelati Monastery, which he himself has blessed. As to the name of the fortress, according to legend, Bebrisiche was constructed in a narrow stretch of ravine by a prince called Simon. Simon had two children, a very kind daughter Makrine and a very cruel son Mamuka. After the death of their father, Mamuka imposed such an enormous tax on the peasants that they were unable to pay. Makrine begged him to show mercy, but in vain. Cruel Mamuka imprisoned his sister in one of the towers. Once, while the peasants were making watery meals in a huge pot, crows unexpectedly flew in the pot and were boiled, forcing the peasants to discard the meal. When Mamuka heard about it, he was furious and intended to punish them severely. But at that very moment, snakes emerged from the pot very unexpectedly and coiled around him. Meanwhile, Makrine was also praying that God would save her brother, and God heard her prayers. In gratefulness, Mamuka gave away his fortune to the peasants, became a monk, and began to collect donations for construction of a church. Makrine likewise became a nun in Tsheta. When Makrine died in her 70s, a white-bearded old man came to her funeral, kissed the deceased, and said, "My sister, we kept our promise." As soon as he pronounced the words, Mamuka died. Ever since, the fortress has been called Bebrisiche, Fortress of an Old Man.